listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to read to you from Colossians chapter 1 and speak to you about faith, hope, and love. Let me read these verses to you. Colossians chapter 1, verses 3, 4, and 5. We read this. We give thanks to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you, since we heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and of your love for all the saints, because of the hope which is laid up for you in heaven, of which you heard before in the word of the truth of the gospel. As Paul wrote to the Christians in the ancient city of Colossae, people he had yet to meet, he started his letter with encouraging words. These weren't empty encouraging words because Paul really meant them. Paul saw three things in the Colossians that made him genuinely thankful to God. The three things Paul saw are familiar to many Christians. He saw faith, hope, and love. First, Paul was thankful because of their faith in Christ Jesus. They heard the word of the gospel, and in response, they put their faith in Jesus. They had a real relationship of trusting love in him. They didn't trust themselves for either their daily bread or their eternal safety. Their faith was in Jesus, not in idols, and not in self. Next, Paul was thankful because of their love for all the saints. That is, God's people. That's what saints are. Because of God's work in their life, they had a love that they didn't have before. They forgave those who sinned against them, and they prayed for those who seemed like their enemies. They helped and served and blessed each other. Their love went beyond the people of God, but it was especially evident among them, that is, the saints, the people of God. Finally, Paul was thankful because of the hope they had in heaven. Faith was the beginning of life with God, and love was the present of their life with God. In the future, they had every hope in heaven. The idea of hope in the Bible goes beyond wishful thinking. It is an assured confidence of something that is not yet, but certainly will be. These three, faith, hope, and love, are all important to God. He said that those three would abide when everything else passed away. That's in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 13. And many times in the New Testament, these three are collected together. You can see it in Galatians, in 1 Thessalonians, in 2 Timothy, and in 1 Peter, faith, hope, and love together. I hope that you have these three in your life. And it's even better to think that they could all grow in your life. We could all use more faith, more hope, and more love. But it's one thing to have these great Christian gifts and virtues. It's another thing to show them. Let me just straightforwardly ask you, can anyone see faith in your life? Can anyone see hope in your life? Can anyone see love in your life? Hey, today, pray that God would not only give you faith, hope, and love, but that by his grace, they would show and shine brightly to a world that is in desperate need of faith, hope, and love.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.